This is ProBlogger.
Hi there and welcome to episode 231 of the ProBlogger podcast. My name's Darren Rouse and I'm the founder of ProBlogger.com, a blog, podcast, event, job board, series of ebooks and a course, all designed to help you as a blogger to start an amazing blog, to grow that blog, the traffic to it, the content on it, and to make some money from it as well. You can learn more about what we do at ProBlogger over at ProBlogger.com. Now, in today's episode, we're continuing our little series of blogger stories, which we are ending 2017 and starting 2018 with in the lead up to our starter blog course. My goal in 2018 is to see hundreds, if not thousands, of new blogs started. And so we've developed this great little course, which you can find at problogger.com/start-a-blog. It's free and it will help you or your friends to start a blog. And as part of the launch of this new course, we wanted to feature the stories of bloggers who had started blogging and to tell the stories of the opportunities that came from that, and also to share some tips, particularly for those starting out, but also for those who are on the journey. And today I've got a tech blogger from the UK who is going to share some of his tips, and he's actually used blogging, podcasting, and he started out on LinkedIn, so he's got some expertise in that as well. And he's really built himself an amazing little business as a result of that, a business that has enabled him to leave his full-time job and work for himself. He talks a little bit about imposter syndrome and pushing through that, and gives just a brilliant tip that I want to add some thoughts to at the end of his story as well. So I'm going to hand over now to Neil Hughes, a blog writer. You can find his blog at techblogwriter.co.uk. You can also find a link to that on today's show notes at problogger.com/podcast/231. I'll be back at the end of Neil's story to wrap things up and tell you a little bit about tomorrow's show too.
Creating great content, finding an audience, building engagement, monetizing your blog. This is ProBlogger.
Now, my name is Neil Hughes. My blog, podcast, and everything that I do comes under the name Tech Blog Writer. And my URL is predictably www.techblogwriter.co.uk. Now, I'm hoping you know what I do from the title there. And that was kind of the idea from the very beginning. But my story really began in July 2014 when I published my very first post on the LinkedIn publishing platform. It was a simple post calling out gurus, ninjas, and those self-proclaimed influencers. You know the kind, the Instagram expert with 72 followers. And the post was called The Rise of the Social Media Guru. And this is where my tech blogging journey started. At the time, I didn't have any objectives, any hopes, goals, or dreams for the blog. I just wanted to share my insights, having spent 20 years working in IT. And I've got to be honest with you, I was originally scared about blogging on the LinkedIn publishing platform and crippled with that self-doubt and imposter syndrome that so many of us go through. I still to this day remember nervously hovering over the publish button, full of fears and doubts. What would my professional colleagues, friends, and contacts say? This was my personal brand on a professional platform that everybody would see and judge. But obviously, I did hit publish on that post, and it was instantly picked up and promoted by LinkedIn themselves. And it received thousands of views, and more importantly for me, fantastic engagement. Now, a year later, I had over 100 tech articles against my name on LinkedIn that seemed to act as my own portfolio and cement me as a thought leader in the tech industry. And what was also great about writing on the LinkedIn platform at the time was that they displayed all their sharing and viewing stats for everyone to see. So everyone could look at all the articles you'd written and how many views, how many likes, how many shares that you'd had. So suddenly I found myself with 1 million views and was voted the number 2 tech writer on the whole of LinkedIn. And quickly, I started getting accolades thrown my way, including being named one of the top 9 influential tech leaders on LinkedIn by CIO Magazine. And ZNet included me on their list of you need to follow these 20 big thinkers right now, alongside familiar names such as Jack Dorsey from Twitter, Elon Musk, Sheryl Sandberg, and Jeff Weiner, to name but a few. But I still struggled with that pesky imposter syndrome. Now, when I look back at the mistakes that I made, and I'd advise other people to avoid in their blogging journey, I would say that my biggest mistake was that I had unwittingly become too reliant on one platform. And that platform was also somebody else's playground. And essentially, I was just a guest there. And obviously, looking back, I should have diversified my work much sooner. So my best advice to any wannabe blogger is that never have all your eggs in one basket, and don't rely on a game where you're playing by somebody else's rules and in their playground. But saying that, I did make the most of so many great opportunities. My LinkedIn work had suddenly catapulted me into the tech writing stratosphere, and I now had columns in Inc. magazine and The Next Web. But millions of article views no longer excited me. It was finding other ways to meaningfully engage with those million readers. So I launched my own podcast around the same time that Darren launched his Pro Blogger podcast. And I still remember that on launch day, we were featured side by side on the new and noteworthy section of iTunes. So I tweeted Darren a pic, which he immediately replied to. But this is where things got really exciting. So fast forward 2 years, and I've now performed over 400 interviews with the most significant tech leaders and startups in the world, such as Adobe, Sony, Microsoft, IBM, Reuters, and even TV chat show host Wendy Williams and movie star William Shatner. And I still have to pinch myself. But this work has enabled me to leave my day job as an IT manager and set up my own business. So I'm now living by my own rules and doing something that I love to do. I think it's worth pointing out, for me, it was never about the Neil Hughes show. It was about me sharing insights and my guests sharing insights and then throwing it out there to all the people listening and reading and consuming my content and asking them to share their stories. This was always my biggest motivation. Because if we think about it, our ancestors, thousands of years ago, went from town to town exchanging stories around a campfire. And we're doing the exact same now, but around virtual campfires. And we're tearing down geographical barriers and stereotypes by talking, working, and collaborating with each other. That's kind of what this recording is doing right now, isn't it? So my number one tip for any new blogger would be, don't get carried away with this age of instant gratification where everyone wants instant success. And they'll also try and sell you a solution, but it doesn't exist. Do not believe anyone that offers you a shortcut. And remember, we all digest content differently. But if you wrote 2 blog posts per week, you can also turn those 2 blog posts into podcasts and into videos too. And after 1 year, you could realistically have 100 articles, 100 podcasts, and 100 YouTube videos. So if your audience likes to read, listen, or view their content, you've got all bases covered. But most importantly of all, think of the SEO there, because all that content is against your name, and that will cement you and your reputation as a thought leader within your industry. Think of the SEO on iTunes, on Spotify, on YouTube, and your own personal blog that has 100 pieces of content that sits next to your name. However, most people will end up doing 5 to 10 pieces of content in the new year and say, this is a waste of time, and give up by the time they hit February or March. And it's that grind of getting 2 pieces of work against your name every week until you have 100 or 300 if you repurpose your content. That's where the value is. And I think this is the only real secret to success. It is hard work. But as Gary Vaynerchuk often says, don't complain that you haven't got a few hours to spend each week when you binge watch TV shows on Netflix. So my number one tip for new bloggers in 2018 is 2 blog posts per week, every week. 2 per week becomes 8 per month, and that becomes 100 over a year. And along the way, don't forget to build on your success and grab opportunities along the way. And just like a snowball rolling down a hill, your content and your portfolio will get bigger and bigger. And that's it for me. So guys, what are you waiting for?
You're listening to Pro Blogger.
That was Neil Hughes from techblogwriter.com. www.neilcoyu.uk. You can again find links to Neil and his blog on today's show notes at problogger.com/podcast/231. Now, I loved Neil's story today, and I love today that we're talking a little bit about a podcast as well, because I think a podcast is in essentially, whilst a lot of people differentiate it from a blog because they would say a blog is written content, a podcast is audio content, in many regards they're a blog, they're both a blog, and they share many features. They're both presented in chronological order with dates and usually with show notes and comments, and so I generally would see it as an alternative to a blog or a nice addition to a blog. I love Neil's story for a number of reasons. Firstly, he mentions imposter syndrome there. And I know many of you who are thinking about starting this blog in 2018 are probably wrestling with that right now. And others of you who have already started your blog, this is a very common thing to wrestle with. You have fear, you have doubt about whether you really have the credibility to say what you're saying on your blog, whether anyone's going to listen to you. It's something that we all face in different stages of our blogging and podcasting career. If you're struggling with that, can I really encourage you at the end of this podcast to go and listen to episode 221? Because in that episode, I give you 7 strategies for really dealing with imposter syndrome. It is something you need to push through. And in that episode, I give you some practical things that you can do to really push through that imposter syndrome. So that's episode 121. I also love Neil's story because he mentions there a mistake that many bloggers make, and that is becoming too reliant upon a platform like LinkedIn. And this really could be any platform at all that you don't have complete control over. And Neil mentions there that he really built his asset, he built his archive of articles on someone else's playground. LinkedIn owns LinkedIn. LinkedIn ultimately controls the content that he put onto LinkedIn. With their algorithm changes, that's on their domain. Ultimately, what you're doing by building on LinkedIn or Facebook or Instagram or Pinterest or any of these other places is building someone else's asset. And you put yourself at the mercy of other people. And this is something a lot of bloggers who are starting out fall into the trap of. They see a tool like Medium or LinkedIn's blogging tools or even Facebook, and they say, well, I can just blog there. And there are certainly some advantages of using these types of tools because they can help you to get some exposure. But if that's all you do, if all your eggs are in that basket, you're setting yourself up for trouble down the track. You put yourself at the mercy of their algorithms and their rules, and there are limitations on what you can do. And so what Neil did in starting his own thing, and in his case, it was a podcast. In many other cases, it's a more traditional written blog. In other people's cases, a video blog. Setting something up of your own that you have control of on your own domain, on your own servers, is one of the best things that you can do. And certainly, I'm not saying you shouldn't be involved in these other platforms. I think LinkedIn is certainly a place that some of you should be working and building a presence, but do it to build your own presence as well. Drive people back to your own blog, your own podcast, your own email list, and build that asset there. I think it's great to do those things in conjunction, and that's what Neil's doing today. I also love Neil's tip there of not getting carried away with instant gratification. There are no shortcuts in this, but do what he said. He's great call to action there. Create 2 pieces of content every week, 2 blog posts every week, and then repurpose those 2 blog posts into 2 audio files if you can, or 2 videos, and you'll have 100 articles by the end of the year if you do that. I think that's a brilliant goal for a new blogger just starting out, 100 articles by the end of the year. And as you get going, you might want to then start repurposing and aim for 200 pieces of content with 100 articles and 100 podcasts or 100 videos as well. But start with those articles. Start with the medium, I guess, that you're most comfortable with. And in most people's cases, that does tend to be your written content, but you might want to start with a podcast as well and then learn how to repurpose those things. Ultimately, that grind of creating that content every week is going to pay off in the long term because you're going to end up with an asset. And the asset will be, if you set up on your own blog, on your own in your own home base, something that you control, and gradually over time that asset builds. You know, every one of those articles is a new doorway into your home base. It's a new potential reader who you can get the email address of and you can build a relationship with. And over time, the more articles you've got, the more doorways you've got into your site. It doesn't happen overnight. There's no instant gratification here. This is something that does take time to build, but it's an incredibly powerful thing. And it can open up opportunities for you in the ways that Neil has talked about in, you know, new relationships and building a business as well. I also love that he said in there that we all digest content differently. And so this idea of not just creating written content, but also exploring some of these other mediums is a very powerful thing as well. And I know many of you are listening to this podcast today who've already got blogs, and maybe 2018 is the year where you need to explore that idea of podcasting for the first time, or maybe you do need to start creating some videos in some way as well. And so I hope that you've got some ideas and inspiration from that. If you've been blogging for a while, you've already got this amazing archive, hopefully, of hundreds of articles that you've written. It's not too hard to repurpose those into these other mediums. And so I encourage you to explore that in 2018. Again, today's show notes are at problogger.com/podcast/231, and you can find our starter blog course. And we're just 2 days away from launching that course now. If you're listening to this in the day that this episode goes live, you can find where you can sign up to claim your spot in the course at problogger.com/start-a-blog. If you're listening after the 10th of January 2018, then that course is hopefully live now for you to go to as well. If you go to that URL, you'll be able to sign up and start that blog as well. If you are going to join the first version of that course, we've got, as I'm recording this, over 1,300 people signed up already for that course. And so there's a whole group of people going through it together. We're going to have a Facebook group where you can begin to interact with one another, support one another, ask questions. And we're also going to help you to launch your blog as well. And have got some great things planned where we're going to feature all the blogs that start as a result of this course over on ProBlogger, and hopefully find you some new readers as well. So again, problogger.com/start-a-blog. Can't wait to get going with that course in the next couple of days. I hope you are finding some inspiration in this series. If you want to listen to a few more stories of this series that we've been doing, every episode between 221 and 232, which will be tomorrow's episode, will be these blogger stories. Thanks for listening today, and we'll chat in the next few days.
You've been listening to ProBlogger. If you'd like to comment on any of today's topics or subscribe to the series, find us at problogger.com/podcast. Tweet us at ProBlogger. Find us at facebook.com/ProBlogger or search ProBlogger on iTunes.
This episode of the ProBlogger podcast was edited by the team at Podcast Motor, who offer a great range of services, including helping you to set up and launch your podcast, as well as ongoing editing and production of the podcast that you produce. You can check them out at podcastmotor.com.